broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio. 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
And picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guest, and I do hope that very, very shortly we're going to have on the line with us Mr. William Grigg. But right now, we'll just talk about a few things that I think are so important. Certainly the other day, one of my wife's friends was commenting that a friend of hers had suddenly began to swell up all over, and her arms and legs were twice the size that they ought to be, and she was so big they couldn't even get her into a CAT scan or an MRI machine. This massive swelling, and she went to the doctor, and the doctors put a catheter in her, gave her diuretics, and none of the water came out, so they felt there was something wrong with her heart. Well, if you got all that fluid in, you got a catheter in, and you get diuretics, why, if your kidneys are working, why you're going to diarrhea. And so I don't know what the doctors were really thinking about. But, you know, as my wife told me about it, it brought to mind an article I read in the recent issue of the New American, talking about something that happened just last year in Panama, where 360 people died because they had taken a cough syrup or other medication that contained a diethylene glycol that had come in from communist China, and of course it caused all these people to swell up massively because it just shut down the kidneys, and 360 people died. Now, of course, initially it was a medical mystery. Nobody could figure out why they were dying. They brought in the infectious disease specialists. They checked everything out. They thought it was a virus. They thought it was a bacteria. They couldn't figure out what it was until it turned out it was the communist substance that was in all these various products that the Panamanian people were taking. And then it turned out the same thing had happened in Haiti with their toothpaste a few years before. Did you ever wonder about earlier this year when we heard about the melamine that was in the pet food that required the recall of 60 million cans of pet food and about 8,000 pets died? But at the time I thought, well, isn't that strange? The pets are dying, but have any people died as a result of what had happened? But have you noticed they've never mentioned here in the United States about people dying from the faulty goods that are coming from communist China? Now, how have they been able to cover that up? How were they able to cover up, you know, the 360 people who died in Panama, at least according to the article in the New American? I went up on the Internet today, and other articles refer only to 100 people who died in Panama last year of the diethylene glycol poisoning. But you see, this is a beautiful example of we perceive what they want us to perceive. Our minds are molded. Our ideas are created. Our tastes are formed largely by people we have never known, and we never will know. It's all part of the propaganda mind control programs. And here in the United States, at least a year ago or 2 years ago, they didn't want us to know that the Chinese were systematically killing people all throughout the world with their faulty exports. But why now did they let this story out about the melamine, and then you hear about the lead in the toys, and the millions of toys are recalling. Why at this time? It obviously means something big. They were able to conceal the great hunger with actually the murder of between 30 million and 444 million people in communist China between 1958 and 1962. You've probably never heard of the great hunger. You can go up on the internet and Google it and find it's true. How do you conceal that many human deaths? Well, of course, you control the media and you control what people think.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hi, I'm David. And if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age. So get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-satosterols than ordinary soft palmetto. So it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-894-3418.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report, here on Genesis Network Read After Alex Jones, 2 to 4 p.m., Monday to Friday, and Sunday, 8 to 10 p.m. I introduce the remarkable wellness solutions every day on the Nutramedical Report, and Super Silver is unique. With three remarkable technologies patented at the U.S. Patent Office November 14, 2006, including Tetra Silver Oxygen Nanoparticle Size and Scalar, Rife-type technologies, it is unparalleled in terms of its killing capacity of all known pathogens, including high path avian flu, flesh-eating bacteria, Lyme, etc. Clear your body of hidden microorganisms that cause illness and prevent progression to disease. You can order at 888-212-8871 or securely online at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com. That's 888-888-212-8871. We also distribute in the U.S. and in Canada, as we have a Canadian supplier. So listen to the Nutramedical Report every day, Monday to Friday, here on Genesis Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Network, and this afternoon, and Mr. William Grigg, former senior editor at the New American Magazine, and certainly now writing on his own, writing books, doing radio. One of the most astute people we have out there, observing what's going on. It's always a pleasure to have us, William, with us here on the afternoon program. William, thank you so very much for being with us. What are we going to talk about?
Stan, I'm not entirely certain what we're going to talk about specifically, but there are a number of things going on that I think you're well worthy of our attention. One of the things that you and I have discussed on a number of occasions, and I really appreciate you having me on so often, is there are a number of things I always find myself very interested in. It's good that we share these particular interests, is what's happening economically. Just this morning we saw a report that just yesterday the official counterfeiting arm of our regime, the Federal Reserve, added $31.25 billion in what are called temporary reserves into the credit markets and into the investment markets as a way of trying to stave off a complete collapse of the market on account of what's happening with the unwinding of the subprime mortgages and the investment instruments that are based on these subprime mortgages. That's something which I find to be incredibly important, because that means that we're over, what, $130 billion in newly created fiat, quote-unquote, money just in the last couple of weeks from the Federal Reserve alone.
And, of course, the European Bank, I'm sure you noticed, yes, it actually turned out another $30 or $40 billion just this last couple of days. So, you know, when they try to give us the idea everything's fine, and it's really not fine, they're scared to death, and still the market's dropping.
I know. The other element of this that I find fairly provocative was another report this morning about how Nippon Oil, which is a Japanese-based firm, obviously, has announced that it's going to start buying oil from Iran in yen rather than in dollars. You probably recall that I think it was in March of last year, 2006, that the Iranian regime announced that it was going to open what it called an oil bourse, or an oil market, that would deal in every currency other than the dollar, which is to be expected given the state of hostilities that exist between Washington and Tehran. But the really interesting thing about this, if you research some of the pillars of the modern economy, modern in this case meaning since we went off the gold standard in the early 1970s, one of the really important elements of this system is something called the petrodollar. That's how it's commonly referred to anyhow, and that is an agreement with the Saudi government that in exchange for military aid and other considerations, they would, as the leader of the OPEC cartel and as our chief oil source, they would agree to do their trade with the world in dollars. And so really, in a sense, our fiat currency issued by the Federal Reserve, not backed by gold or silver or anything other than what is called the full faith and credit of the United States government, in a sense it's backed by the Saudi Arabian government's willingness to accept it in exchange for oil, which means that it's sort of backed by petroleum. And now we have the Iranian government opening up this non-dollar denominated or non-dollar trading oil bourse. And another reason I thought this is provocative, apart from the fact that it says that the hostility between Washington and Tehran is really acute, is the fact that there had been some discussion by Saddam Hussein in the late 90s or early years of the 21st century of setting up an oil market that would accept some currency other than dollars, and within a couple of years his regime was overthrown and he was dead. So I think that that's something that the people who are running the architecture of power take very, very seriously, is this threat to the stability of the petrodollar. Now we have Japan doing business with Iran, Iran being the world's, what, fourth largest oil supplier, in yen rather than in dollars. And so that's another hit to the dollar. And then yet again, there was another item in the news this morning from the Telegraph of London by Ambrose Evans Pritchard, who's, I think, one of the most sober observers of what's going on both in the economy and in the world political system, suggesting that China has been very quietly making good on its threat of a few weeks ago to set off what it called its nuclear option by starting to dump its dollar-denominated bonds. And it has hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars tied up in the form of treasury bills that China has bought up in order to keep the dollar afloat. We're borrowing, you know, $3 billion a day. Washington is borrowing $3 billion a day in order to keep operations intact. And that, of course, includes the incredibly improvident war in Iraq, which is a huge drain on the economy. And a lot of those dollars are borrowed from China. And now there's a very clear indication that China is quietly getting out of dollars. And if you have these three things combined, these three trends intersect and reinforce each other, we're in for some very, very scary times. You see the gold topped $700 today, and silver crested just short of $13. Silver has been lagging behind expectations. I honestly, a couple of years ago, expected by now would be dealing with silver somewhere north of $20 an ounce. But right now it's just below $13 an ounce. Gold is over $700. They both jumped considerably today, not only on the strength of what's going on in the stock market, or I should say on the weakness of the stock market, but also these trends that we're describing right now, which indicate that the dollar is in perhaps mortal jeopardy. And if the dollar collapses, the people it will most immediately affect would be people like you and me, who have savings accounts in dollars and who are on the type of economic footing where we don't have the option of drawing on some of the resources the way that our betters do. We don't have, speaking for myself in any case, I do not have properties that I can liquidate or other assets that I can exchange for for a larger amount of cash so as to meet current operating expenses should there be a sudden jump in inflation. The government always gets the first best use of the newly inflated currency, and so do the politically connected people in the upper reaches, the commanding heights of this system. And the rest of us are going to be in a situation where we will be in dire jeopardy and trouble. And this is particularly true of anybody who's taken the time to save money, who's been thrifty and prudent with his income. That money, as it sits in your bank account right now, is being stolen from you. The value of that money is being stolen.
So and the trouble is, of course, that both people really do not understand the very fundamentals of money, nor do they understand that certainly Alan Greenspan knows exactly what he's doing. In fact, it was back in 1996 when Alan Greenspan wrote an essay, and I'm sure you're acquainted with that essay, where he talked about the gold standard and how the shabby secret was that this whole war against gold was a means of simply the confiscation of the wealth of the underclass.
Yeah, it's the biggest heist in history, and it started, of course, back in 1913 with the creation of the Federal Reserve, which is nothing, as I said, other than legitimized counterfeiting, you know, where the government can adulterate the value of the currency by pumping out currency in amounts that it sees fit to distribute to serve its own ends. And right now, most of the so-called currency in circulation consists of electronic impulses in bank accounts. I suspect that's what we're seeing when these politically favored banking interests go belling up to the discount window at the Federal Reserve. They're not taking physical possession of large pallets of money, which is what happened with the operations of the Coalition Provisional Authority in Baghdad during the first couple of years of the Iraq occupation. The Federal Reserve shipped something like, I don't know, what was it, $30 to $60 billion? Nobody knows the exact amount. But they literally sent tons of freshly printed Federal Reserve notes, shrink-wrapped on pallets in bricks that weighed several pounds apiece, over to Baghdad to put into circulation. That's not what's happening right now, most likely, when you're talking about these banks receiving these tens of billions of dollars in new liquidity. What's probably happening is that with the click of a mouse, a certain increment of zeros has been transferred from one column to another. And, of course, they're never going to run out of zeros. And the other thing that we've discussed, you and I, Dr. Stan, on a couple of occasions, is the fact that through the malicious magic of fractional reserve banking, it's possible for these banks to keep a fraction of their professed value, their professed assets on hand, and to lend out on that basis very many multiples of their cash on hand. And what happened just a couple of weeks ago when these privileged banks like Deutsche Bank and Citibank, Bank of America, and the rest went to the discount window, the Fed relieved them of the responsibility of keeping reserves in hand and essentially told them that they can issue as many loans as they see fit to do so on the basis of what they're getting now in terms of the newly created quote-unquote money. And so we're being set up for hyperinflation. I don't know if that's where we're going. But to me, on the basis of my admittedly limited knowledge and understanding of the system, I don't see how we can escape it. I don't know when it would hit, but everything is being put in place for that type of a catastrophe.
Well, I think what they're really trying to do is conceal the truth from the American people. And as we know, it in recent months, they have discontinued the M3. Now, most people don't understand the significance, but this is really gives you an overview of the amount of money and credit that they're increasing. And from the figures we get, they actually have increased the M3, and now it's up to about 13.8% a year, which will be reflected in inflation several years down the line. And, of course, from there, where do we stop? When you have inflation of that level, and right now, of course, the general inflation for what we're actually paying is of about 11%.
Yeah.
But with the future, you can anticipate with M3, and they don't want the American people to know. And my fear is that what you're going to see is the destruction of the holdings of the middle class. And when this happens, the people will turn to government to say, save us, without realizing it is these wicked people in government, the elitists, who've created the problem that is going to impoverish the middle class of our country and redistribute our wealth throughout the world.
You know, the interesting thing about the discontinuation of the M3 statistics, which happened, I think, in March or April of last year.
March of this year.
Forgive me, you're right. It was just this past year. Obviously, they didn't do this because they wanted to conceal from the public the scope of their frugality and their responsible management of the money supply. There's only one reason they would do that, as you correctly say, and that is to deceive the public about the magnitude of their inflation, their inflationary undertakings, and with that, of course, will eventually come the complete expropriation of what remains of our middle class.
Amen. So we're going to have to just take a quick break here. Our guest is William Grigg, and we're talking about what's happening financially to our nation.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets. A little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
want the American people to realize that they were in the process of destroying the value of their savings at the rate of, well, right about now, projected in the future, about almost 14% a year. It doesn't take very many years at 14% a year before your dollar becomes worthless. Now, the average American is unprepared to protect himself from the ravages of inflation, and even more than that. They don't understand there is a master plan to impoverish our people. If anybody out there would like to read it, it's called The Earth Charter. It was written by three very wealthy and powerful people, all of whom are deeply involved in the occult, Mikhail Gorbachev, Maurice Strong, and, of course, Stephen Rockefeller, Nelson Rockefeller's son. You can pull it down off the Internet. If you don't have access to it, we'll be glad to send you a free copy, or it's contained within our sustainable development syllabus. And this is the new plan for the world. They call it the New Ten Commandments. They keep it in the Ark of Hope. You must understand, everything is planned. They just can't let the American people know what they're really up to. And point 10A, as you've heard me say many times before, calls for the equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. And how do you have equitable distribution of wealth between nations? Well, you certainly don't take the wealth away from the very wealthy. You take it away from the middle class, and you impoverish them, and you send it to South America and to China and to India. And, of course, that's exactly what they're doing as they send our jobs and they send our manufacturing offshore. And we see wages progressively dropping. In fact, in many instances, dropping rapidly. So you pick the story up there, would you?
Yeah, it's an interesting point that you just make about the fact that wages are dropping in real, absolute, inflation-adjusted terms. This is something that was on the front page of the New York Times about a week and a half ago, but notwithstanding its source, it's a reliable fact nonetheless. And that is that since 2000, the average wage, the average salary, household income of the typical American home has dropped something like a couple of $1,000s. It was somewhere around, if I remember correctly, $53,000 was the median income of the American household. And now it's down several hundred dollars from that in real inflation-adjusted terms. While at the same time, we're having double-digit inflation, although it's being concealed through this bizarre alchemy that is wrought by our rulers, where they keep everything relevant out of the core inflation index. They calculate so-called core inflation primarily by taking out of the things without which we cannot live, meaning food and energy. And if you include those things, of course, we're well into double-digit inflation, which is just catastrophic. But while inflation is raging, wages are dropping in a large measure that does reflect what I've called the engineered decline of the American middle class. That was the name of my most recent book, was America's Engineered Decline. This is something that has never happened before in the memory of man, where a ruling elite has systematically sought to impoverish its own people by destroying their livelihoods this way. I mean, the only other examples I can think of that are broadly similar happened under communism, where you had, for instance, the forced collectivization of agriculture in Ukraine under Stalin, where the so-called kulak, or wealthy farmers, were expropriated and then starved to death. And then, of course, the Great Hunger, which you mentioned in the preamble to this program, under Mao, where the same kind of thing happened in communist China. You really don't have an example of an industrialized country. Neither Russia nor China was industrialized at the time. An industrialized country deindustrializing itself with the zealousness and the alacrity that our rulers are displaying in expropriating the American middle class. And that, of course, is the classic goal of communism, as you correctly point out. You go back and you read the Communist Manifesto. What is the idea behind the Communist Manifesto? The first and most important of them, the tenets of communism as outlined in that tract, would be the abolition of private property. And, of course, the targeted class in the Communist Manifesto was not the super wealthy. They were the patrons behind the scenes of the so-called League of the Just, which hired Karl Marx to write this manifesto, and Marx subcontracted that to Friedrich Engels, who did most of the heavy lifting. But the target of that document, of that movement that's contained in that document, was the bourgeoisie, meaning the middle class. And it was the bourgeoisie, the yeoman farmer, the independent property owner, whether he's a farmer or a merchant or another kind of a businessman, upon which the republic was built, that we inherited from our founding fathers. I mean, American and middle class are functional synonyms. And that's the target of the program that we're seeing unfold right now.
And it's unfolding in America, and the average American can't believe it. You try to tell him, he's going to get angry with you. Well, he's going to learn, but let's hope he doesn't learn too late.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1934. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1934. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-771-1934. That's 1-800-771-1934.
This is Communication Network. Our guest today is William Craig. Before we go on, though, I wanted William to have a chance to get his website out for you and information on the books he's written or about to have published. So would you have some information you'd like to get out, how people can get your writings and anything else you've produced?
I certainly appreciate that. Yes, we have a website for which I serve as the editor-at-large. It's called The Right Source, and the web address for that is www.rightsourceonline.com. That's one word, rightsourceonline.com. And that, of course, is a web portal which includes news and commentary. We have text of important news items and also commentary pieces by a lot of the authors whose names will be recognized by people in the audience. And, of course, on occasion, we include some interlinear commentary to try to get people up to speed on some of the things that are left out of the news pieces that we consider to be vital context for the events that we're seeing unfold before us. And if you go to rightsourceonline.com and you scroll down the screen about one-third of the way down the page, you'll see my photograph. And below my photograph are two hot links, and the one on the right-hand side will go to my blog, which is called Pro Libertate. That's Latin for the phrase for freedom. and that's updated between 4 and 6 times a week. That would serve as sort of a running op-ed commentary on what's going on in the world. And then there's also a somewhat moribund but soon-to-be-revived e-journal of the same name, Pro Libertate. There's a link that would take you to the first 3 editions of that email magazine. We distribute that link by email. It's included as full text and illustrated text on the website. It's called Pro Libertate, the e-journal. And within the next couple of weeks, we're going to be reviving that because of things that have been going on, both in terms of a drought of personnel, first of all, and second, some things that have been going on in terms of my own home circumstances. I've not been able to give due attention to that journal, but we're going to be reviving that soon. And I have written 4 books, and my 5th book is about to come out in the next couple of weeks. It's entitled Liberty in Eclipse, The War on Terror and the Rise of the Homeland Security State. It weighs in at about 330 pages. I don't know how much of that would be the endnotes. I have hundreds and hundreds of endnotes to this book. But it outlines what's happened not just since September 11th, but also what has been happening since the late 60s or early 70s in terms of the militarization of law enforcement, the federalization of law enforcement. These two things go hand in hand. The ongoing destruction of what remains of the Bill of Rights, and some important due process rights that I think transcend even the Bill of Rights, one of which would be the writ of habeas corpus, which is the fundamental due process guarantee that the government cannot lock you up without justifying your detention. That died almost exactly a year ago, as did the posse comitatus principle, which forbids the military from acting as a law enforcement body within the United States. Both of those were put to the sword last year by the then Republican-dominated Congress and by George W. Bush and his administration. And I talk about how we've been moving in this direction more or less consistently for a number of decades and how we've just seen a radical acceleration and escalation of this trend since September 11th for predictable reasons. And I talk about the direction that we're going, and also offer some suggestions and some urgent recommendations as to what people can do in order to fight this. That should be available in the next couple of weeks. And, Stan, I'll give you ordering details as soon as that becomes available.
And we'll certainly do everything we can to help you get the book out. Now, I think it's so vitally important that people understand that there really are those within the globalist movement, this elite group that really wants to recreate a feudal type of society under their control. These people who would change our form of government, who, by the very definition of the Patriot Act, themselves are terrorists, these people, of course, have peace bit by bit, whether it would be, as William says, the doing away with the posse comitatus restrictions on the use of the military against the American people, or habeas corpus, or certainly the most recent unbelievable situation, the president's decision directive is about Homeland Security at 20 and National Security 51, that allow him to create a dictatorship at any time he wants to without congressional approval or certainly without any time limit on it, simply being declared it, of course, in the name of protecting us from an epidemic, in the name of protecting us from civilian unrest, in the name of protecting us from some sort of a nuclear or biological or chemical attack or the effect of those on our country. And where is the outcry from our Christian leaders? Why, they're all supporting it. We have to turn to government. And where is the outcry from our conservative leaders? And I think we can hear that on the debates with we've seen recently, where there's only been one person who's spoken out in favor of returning to the Constitution and limiting the power of government, and that is Ron Paul. And he is ridiculed by the other presidential candidates. So you pick up the story there, William.
That's an important juncture at which to pick up the story, because what's happened with Ron Paul, particularly the other night in the debate, was that you had the spectacle once again, as in all these other, I guess you'd have to call them beauty pageants for the lack of a more suitable term, they're not really debates. Ron Paul was the only sane man on that stage, and he had this time an interesting look about him, because while he's one of the meekest, most mild-mannered people, he is somebody who is not at all impressed with himself. He is exceptionally easy to talk to. very personable, very approachable. He goes out of his way to be genteel and courteous and deferential to people. But we saw the gunfighter eyes come out a couple of nights ago when it became clear that this entire event had been arranged for the purpose of making him look ridiculous, to the point that Fox, and I hate to call it a news organization, but that's the name of the organization, Fox News, as it calls itself, had apparently deployed a couple of people within earshot of the microphone or within the range of the microphone for the purpose of laughing derisively at everything Ron Paul said. He was being heckled, he was being ridiculed, he was being treated as a moonbat or an outcast, and it was obvious from the tenor and substance of the few questions that were directed to him, it was over a half hour into the program before he received a question, that the purpose was to marginalize him and dispose of him. And the reason why he's being treated this way is because Ron Paul represents something that is a blessed anachronism in our system. He actually remembers that there is a document called the Constitution that is the supreme law to which we give our ultimate allegiance as citizens. Now, our ultimate allegiance, obviously, is to God. That's our first and most important loyalty. And as believers in God, we have the blessing, the unique blessing in this country, of having the rule of law enthroned as our ruler. In a republic, the law is king, as Thomas Paine wrote in Common Sense. And so Ron Paul, unlike, to cite a convenient example, Mike Huckabee, Ron Paul is an authentic statesman. Now, Mike Huckabee is a Republican politician, and as a Republican, as a member of a completely degenerate leadership clique, his duty, as he sees it, is to uphold the interests of his party and the head of his party, who's the president, President Bush, at whatever expense to the Constitution, at whatever expense to decency or morality or principle. And he's a completely politicized creature, unlike Ron Paul, who is a man who understands that politics has to be subordinate in life to more important things. And I think that the exchange between Ron Paul and Mike Huckabee the other night on so many levels was so incredibly important as an illustration of just how far we have gone towards outright authoritarian dictatorship in function, if not necessarily in form. We had Huckabee saying, in essence, because Bush and Cheney were able to deceive a startled and manipulable public into supporting a war of aggression against Iraq, it doesn't matter whether or not the public now realizes it has been deceived and wants to withdraw its consent. That consent, once given, once extorted from the public through deliberate manipulation, is irrevocable. It is now vested permanently in our ruler, the grand decider, and we have the duty to stand behind him united in a phalanx as if we were living in a fascist country. That's more or less Huckabee's definition of what he calls patriotism. Ron Paul says, no, the honorable thing, once you made a mistake, is to try to reverse the mistake. And how many lives are you willing to throw away in order to save face, meaning to save the prestige of the ruling class that Huckabee serves with such abject sycophancy? Now, the thing that I find interesting about this is that this is a direct American adaptation of the old National Socialist ruling concept of Führer Prinzip, or the leader principle. You know, the idea that the leader embodies the general will of the public and that he is a law unto himself. That's what conservatism amounts to in the age of Bush, is the idea that George W. Bush is our living constitution. He's not controlled by a constitution. He's not governed by a constitution that defines the duties of his office. He instead is the living constitution. He's somebody whose very word and whim is the law by which we have to live. And it's a really ominous development, and a somewhat ironic one, in light of the fact that as recently as 10 or 12 years ago, conservatives would regularly inveigh against admittedly obnoxious liberal judges who would call the Constitution a living document, and they talk about reigning in the power of the federal government. Well, now that the conservatives have been running things for about 13 years, they've embraced a much more serious version of that heresy, where they believe that the President of the United States is the living Constitution, and that the text has to be set aside whenever the decider tells us that we have to do so. And that, of course, is a completely reprehensible worldview that doesn't have anything to do with the conservatism of a Ron Paul. He's the most conservative member of the House of Representatives in terms of voting to rein in the power of government, to keep government as small as possible, to try to trim it back to its constitutional size, you know, preserving the Constitution in spite of the fact that people want to treat it as if it had an expiration date on it, like a bottle of milk. He's often he's often chided for being an 18th century thinker, as if that were an insult. You know, as if it were an insult to be an 18th century thinker in the same sense that Jefferson and Madison and Washington were 18th century thinkers, and as if their wisdom somehow had been rendered irrelevant by the passing of time, as opposed to being redundantly vindicated by the passing of time. But you're dealing here with a really interesting spectacle, and it's, as I've said before, something that may be unique in history, where a free and prosperous republic with every advantage that the human mind could imagine is being systematically deprived of its prosperity, its liberties, and its heritage by its own ruling class. I don't think that there's an example of that we've seen in history. I mean, that didn't even really happen in Rome. Rome succumbed to corruption and intrigue, yes, but I do not think that it was the intention. It was the intention of Rome's rulers to impoverish that country. I think they became too greedy, too ambitious, too corrupt, and too greedy. In this case, we are seeing the unfolding of a definable plan by people who want to meld what remains the United States into this global system that would be, in many ways, a corporatist simulacrum of what happened in the Soviet Union. So we're really seeing some very bad trends converge here. You see the assault on the middle class, the assault on the economy, the assault on civil liberties, the assault on our sovereignty. You're seeing removed from us every single impediment to the consolidation of power at a regional and then global level by completely amoral people of many, many countries, the United States being right now in the most prominent position because we have been the world's leading economic and military power. Who knows but what in 10 or 15 years we might be eclipsed by China in that respect, and they would be running things. They'd be running this architecture of power that American elites are helping to build right now.
Well, you know, I think the one thing that we really never want to talk about is the fact the undermining of the moral fabric of our society.
I mean, yeah.
And you could do away without the economics. We could gain our economics back again. Certainly, we could always struggle to regain our freedom, but we will never regain our freedom unless we are moral people.
Yeah.
And America is no longer a moral nation. And this is the one thing that, you know, that was not really discussed at all. And, of course, when Huckabee starts talking about how we are one people, we're united unto God, you know, and I was waiting for that lightning bolt to come down, you know, because the president has done this, whatever the decision was, we are united people, one nation under God, and I thought that is the height of hypocrisy, and what was that old saying, you know, patriotism is the last refuge of the scoundrel. Well, I happen to feel I'm a patriot, but Huckabee is not. Huckabee wants to continue this senseless carnage over there and, of course, rally the troops behind our courageous president who has betrayed the trust, you know, given to him by the people.
Yeah, I do think that the most important dimension of this, obviously, is the moral dimension. And morality in terms of disciplining oneself to live his life according to the two great commandments, first of all, which involves respecting and having proper care for the rights of others. You know, that's what it means to love your neighbor, I believe, in an ultimate sense, is to recognize and protect his rights along with yours. But also having to do with the preservation of the institutions which antedate the state and transcend the state in importance, the most important of which would be the family, as well as other institutions of religion that are meant to transmit these values to successive generations. Where the family fails, the state, of course, moves in to fill the vacuum, which is why the state always has an interest in subverting the family. And it's not very well understood that one of the most important things that has happened to bring about this new social environment we're living in has to do with the engineered disruption of what had been the single breadwinner household by a number of developments that have served to accentuate some of the problems that attend every age of humanity, the disruption of marital morality and the concomitant rise in divorce that has led to single-parent households where the state becomes the surrogate father. That's something that the Fabian socialists in England ardently pursued in the early years of the 20th century. People like H.G. Wells, for instance, wrote books talking about the idea of how efficient it would be to encourage women to look to the state as the primary provider in the home, and to have the state raise its children according to the dictates of its political whims. It's something he wrote about as far back as 1919 in a book called New Worlds for Old. And now you see where in the 1950s it was very common for a household to have one breadwinner who worked outside the home and made a suitable wage that could provide for the purchase of a home and one or more automobiles and other amenities. Now we have households that are typically debt-ridden with both the father and the mother working and the state essentially raising the children. That's an engineered change in our society. That's not something that simply happened. That's something that has been ardently pursued by people who have wanted to re-engineer our society in a certain direction. And that's a moral question. And these moral questions that help encourage degenerate and depraved behavior on the part of people all tend toward the escalating assault on the family.
Amen. We're out of time, William. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much, and I hope we'll have a chance to talk to you again next week right here at Genesis and on Radio Liberty. Bye-bye. God bless.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, I'm David, and if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age, so get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-sinesterols than ordinary soft palmetto, so it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-894-3418.
This is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time I really need to remind you that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we've got an awful lot of stations to support. As you know, we have almost 60 outlets every single week, and of course a fairly large number on the weekend. And if you'd be interested in helping us and joining the Radio Liberty family, we're going to bring out the real forces that are working behind the scenes. Because we can talk what we want to about ideas and conspiracies, but there is a spiritual conspiracy behind everything. There are powerful spiritual forces that are energizing these people who are in the process of betraying our nation and bringing about the New World Order, the New World Religion, and, of course, the New World Ruler. Well, of course, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, if a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes of the month, and you'll get our monthly newsletter, and you'll get our, or you can get our CDs if you want to. But more than that, you're helping us, and we'll certainly appreciate hearing from you if you're in a position to do it. Then I want to remind you about our annual conference, our Radio Liberty yearly conference is going to be on the 28th of October. And if you've got to come and you want to get the reduced cost hotel rooms, we've got a block of rooms, but they are filling up. You've got till the 28th of September, and then they're gone, and you're going to have to pay full freight wherever you go. So you give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. We'll get you the directions, but more than that, of course, we'll go ahead and certainly get your reservation in to attend the Radio Liberty yearly conference. And then, of course, if you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, if you haven't seen my talk on The Forbidden Secret, it's a video, and then, of course, there's the syllabus that goes with that. Then, of course, we have the four tapes set, The Secret Behind the Secret, and you get those in CD as well. Our four tapes or four CDs on the supernatural, a new four tape set on satanic crimes. We got a great four tape set on globalism, the secret threat. Another four tapes on the impending police state. A four tape set on the North American community, the demise of national sovereignty. And of course, if you'd like to get a catalog, why, we have those as well. Of course, you should want to get Chris Pinto's great material, Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, which gives you the whole history of the world from a spiritual and political point of view, that there are separate DVDs. Then you want to get his DVD on the Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, his DVD on the stone, Riddles in Stone, and of course it's the secret architecture of our nation's capital. Because if you understand the plan, and there is a master plan that's been laid out for these secret societies, if you want to read about it, it's in a book called The Secret Destiny of America, and written by Mandy P. Hall, who is a Satanist. We offer that book, but you'll have to request it specifically because it's not listed in the catalog. You want to get Mandy P. Hall's The Secret Destiny of America and The Secret Teachings of All Ages. Mandy P. Hall, one of the most influential people in the world until he died in the early 1900s, and then the Masons called him the greatest of all Masonic philosophers, or probably the greatest of all Masonic philosophers, and he was. Because he understood that modern-day Masonry is a continuation of the ancient secret societies. And that is what my talk, The Forbidden Knowledge, is all about. Well, anyway, the forbidden secret. So remember our telephone number. It's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get an emergency food catalog, or a health catalog, or a regular catalog, or simply one of our newsletters, why, give us a call. And we'll get one for you, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our programs directly or indirectly 5 hours a day, or Telstar 5, 9 hours a day. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and of course, this next hour, our guest is Dr. Jerome Corsi, who's a Harvard graduate. He has his PhD. He's a historian and an economist, and he writes extensively almost on a daily basis for WorldNet Daily now, putting out great articles on the plan to destroy the sovereignty of the United States and merge us into this North American Union. And then, of course, the stories about the American Highway or NAFTA or the NAFTA corridor, call it NASCOM, call it what you will, this massive corridor they're putting up through the center of America. And of course, they are simply lying and ridiculing anybody who talks about the fact that there is a plan to destroy the sovereignty of our nation, and with that, your right to freedom, your right to prosperity, your right to worship as you wish. Because once all power goes to the state, then no man's life or property or family are safe. Well, with us is Dr. Jerome Corsi, who's really right on top of that. And Dr. Corsi, thank you so much for being with us. Dr. Corsi, thank you so very much for being with us.
Dr. Stan, it's a great honor and pleasure to be with you again. Thank you.
Well, why don't you pick up the story? I understand you were up there in Canada this last week or so when they were having their meeting up there. Of course, it was all in secret. You weren't allowed, and you and the other members of the press weren't allowed to know what was really going on, were you?
Well, that's right, Dr. Stan. I was up in Montebello, Quebec at the August 20th and 21st, just a couple of weeks ago, at the third summit meeting of the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. It was President Bush flying up to Quebec to meet with Stephen Harper, the Prime Minister of Canada, and Felipe Calderon, who flew in, the President of Mexico. And the three met. It was all closed-door sessions. I had press credentials. I was in the press section the whole time. I might as well join the rest of the press and played, you know, video golf on my laptop computer. He got brought out for photo ops, but the meetings were all closed-door sessions with the North American Competitiveness Council, which is this group of 30 multinational corporations that are handpicked by the Chambers of Commerce. And, of course, they get to meet in closed-door sessions with the working group, the SPP working group bureaucrats from three countries, the shadow government. And the leaders met with them, but there was no representative in these private meetings. The multinational corporations are setting a corporate agenda to the North American integration. No regulations. The corporations can exploit labor, including in China. They can do whatever they want, and the government's there to serve their interests. That's certainly what's coming out of these meetings. And I kept asking, why aren't there union representatives in this meeting? Why aren't there public interest or environmental groups allowed to attend these meetings? Why can't the press see what's going on? I mean, I think it's apparent that the closed-door sessions, you know, are really designed to shut out the public and keep this a clandestine process these meetings with the 30 top multinational corporations and our bureaucrats of the three nations ought to be televised on C-SPAN. And if they're not, if it's not a transparent process, I think you're going to find that when the voters in Canada and the United States are fully aware of these secret meetings going on, SPP, this agenda to create a North American Union, President Bush is going to have a very hard time to defend it.
Well, of course, the thing is, there are a lot of people who don't want to believe it. We want to have our heroes. We want to believe everything's fine. People don't want to believe there's an organized effort to destroy the America we love. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section at Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future. Many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Be right back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Jerome Corsi, and just telling about the meeting that they had up in Canada a couple of weeks ago. And, of course, they're Canadians who understand that there's an effort to betray their nation, that their premier, Stephen Harper, is actually part of this cabal that is planning the Security and Prosperity Partnership, which will destroy the sovereignty of Canada. The Canadians don't want it, so they had a lot of people there demonstrating, and of course the police had infiltrated the demonstrators in an effort to discredit them, and of course these men posing as protesters, carrying rocks, trying to provoke some sort of a confrontation with the heavily armed police. And, of course, the police were there in tremendous numbers. Why? Because, of course, the leaders of the three countries were there, all planning the betrayal of the people of Canada and of Mexico and of the United States. And the American people don't want to give up their sovereignty. But most people do not understand what's going on. But I think that the people of Canada have really much more knowledge of what's going on. The people of Mexico have much more knowledge, and We can thank Dr. Corsi, who's with us this afternoon, for the fact that at least a small number of Americans understand what's taking place. But were there very many Americans up there among the demonstrators?
No, there were not. There were a few, but mostly it was Canadians protesting.
Well, good for the Canadians.
The Americans, I think, you know, as I write in the late, great USA, this is a closed-door plot by nature, the same way it was in Europe. In Europe, the European Union was created by a very small intellectual elite working with the multinational corporations, basically deciding Jean Monnet, one of the French leaders, feeling that Germany had beaten France in two world wars, and Jean Monnet wanted to make sure Germany didn't do it a third time, so controlling Europe, beginning with an economic agreement, taking the coal and steel agreement 50 years ago, this year, 1957, Monet felt, well, if Europe controlled the coal and steel, Germany could never raise another army. And that's how Germany got marched down the path of giving up its sovereignty, as all the other countries did as well. And we're going through the same thing right here. And then George Bush, I was in the meetings. I had press credentials for World Met Daily in Montebello, Quebec. I was sitting at the press conference that ended this meeting. I was two rows behind the Fox News reporter who asked the question of the three leaders whether or not the Security and Prosperity Partnership was headed towards creating a North American Union and NAFTA superhighways. And George Bush answered the question first, and he, you know, made faces like he often does. When you see him in person, it's very obvious how many faces he makes all the time. And then he started out by ridiculing the concept. He didn't answer the question. He said that, well, anybody who believes in these ideas of North American Union or conspiracy theory they're a conspiracy theory. And I thought it was remarkable, Dr. Sam, because President Bush could have used the opportunity, instead of making foolish comments, and I know ridicule is the last refuge of any scoundrel in an argument, when, this has been known since the ancient Greeks, when there's no evidence and argumentation to refute someone, you try to call them a name so that the audience doesn't listen to the other person.
Hey, the old adage, if you don't like, if you don't like the people on the other side, why, of course, you attack them. And, of course, this is the whole idea. And so they'll try to discredit people who are telling the truth and ridicule them because they do not want the people to listen to them.
And if there's a very poor history of this, I understand. It also occurred to me, I was thinking, these presidential denials, by the time in an international press conference the question gets surfaced to the president directly, it's gained a lot of ground among the grassroots. I remember listening to a press conference with Richard Nixon during Watergate when he said, I am not a crook. And he said that Watergate was a third-rate burglary. Well, it wasn't very long after that Richard Nixon was resigning because of Watergate. And Bill Clinton tried this denial route. He said, I did not have sex with that woman. And he tried to then describe to distinguish what the meaning of the word is. And he got impeached for those denials and that lying. I'm thinking to myself, George W. Bush could have maturely responded and said, here's why we're not creating a North American Union. Here's what we're doing, and here's why it's different. But he did not go down that path. I think there was a reason he didn't go down that path. That's because George Bush can't deny that this North American integration in his mind and in his father's are aimed towards creating a North American Union. And the NAFTA superhighways, as I point out in the book, are fully documented. Interstate 35, has been called the NAFTA superhighway since NAFTA was passed. And now this new Trans-Texas Corridor, four football fields wide, is going to be built by Cintra, C-I-N-T-R-A, of Spain. Going to connect right at the heart of Texas from Laredo through Dallas to the border south of Oklahoma. And you can go to the Texas Department of Transportation website, keeptexasmoving.com, and you can read all about the highway. It's right there in front of your eyes. Even the Comprehensive Development Agreement that was signed with Cintra, the investment consortium in Spain.
But I think one of the most disturbing things is they're using their right of eminent domain to take away property from individuals, private property from individuals, not for public use. but for the use of a private Spanish corporation that's going to build a highway that is not for the public. It's a toll road. It's not a public highway at all. You know, the public can use it. They want to pay for it. But, of course, instead of being a public purpose, why it is to enrich these people from Spain who are building the highway and will be getting the tolls for the next 50 to 99 years. So this is a total misuse of the right of eminent domain. But now they can do it. They can take away anybody's property and give it to their foreign friends who are coming up with a lot of money. So go right ahead, Dr. Corsi.
Well, that's right. The Kelo decision of the Supreme Court allows that. And the Texas legislature tried to block this highway. They passed overwhelmingly about six laws, one a two-year moratorium, a wait and see to really look at this highway. Another was a reform of eminent domain in Texas, which would have made it prohibitively expensive for the Department of Transportation in Texas to just steal this land. And the governor, Governor Perry, just vetoed all the bills the state legislature passed. The state legislature is now in two-year recess. The governor vetoed most of them after the legislative session was over.
Oh, so the legislature couldn't come back and count
them. Can't come back.
And, of course, the thing is that neither the federal government nor the governor of Texas cares at all that the legislators don't want it or that the people don't want it. They have their agenda, and that is the betrayal of America.
And more than that, Dr. Sandy, the federal government, the Federal Highway Administration, even wrote a letter to the Texas Department of Transportation and said, if this vote of the Texas legislature becomes law, we're going to take away federal highway funds because we want you to build this Trans-Texas corridor. They were threatened by the federal government.
But that is not the federal government's money. That's money that was taken away from other people of the state of Texas to be utilized to build highways in Texas. Where does the federal government say it doesn't matter what the people want, it doesn't matter what the legislature wants, we know what we're going to force on you? That sounds like fascism.
Well, in fact, this whole plan, the more you look at it, Dr. Sand, the more it does look like fascism. It's like fascism. The corporations were supposed to be the end-all and be-all. They were going to rule everything. And the government just was the puppets of the corporations to make sure that nothing got in their way of no regulations and being able to grab and steal all the profits by exploiting labor or any other method they could pick. Here we've got, these are not fair trade, these are not free trade agreements. The agreements we've got with China are not fair trade agreements. It was never predicated in international economics that the comparative advantage of a country that would allow them to be in free trade would be they would subsidize their currency, they would use slaves and near slaves to make their goods. They'd make the goods defective and harmful to us with lead paint and poison in the food. And they would allow their corporations that manufacture these products to destroy the environment. The classical free trade economists like Ricardo, going back, into when international trade was really identified and articulated by international economists, this would never have been tolerated. Our former free trade acts had anti-slavery provisions in it, and a country that behaved like China subsidizing its currency, we have imposed tariffs on.
But even more amazing than that, of course, is the fact that our government is encouraging our corporations to move there. It's encouraging our banks to invest in Mexico and China and to transfer our wealth to those countries. It's encouraging, the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank and certainly the Export-Import Bank. And certainly to transfer money to other countries throughout the world to build up their economy. And, of course, guarantees that with the American taxpayers' money. And this is not free trade at all. We are subsidizing the people who are competing with us. We're destroying our economy and driving down the living standards of our people. That's what's so incredible, and nobody wants to say it.
Well, I say that the late, great USA, that the plan here, you've got to say after 6 years, why there's a war on terror going on, why is our border with Mexico wide open? Well, the answer is because that's the way George Bush wants it. That's what he promised to Vincente Fox that he would do when the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America was declared in Waco, Texas in March 23rd, 2005. And President Bush is now just keeping his word to Vincente Fox and to his father, who's got globalist intentions.
And, of course, this is really all about globalism. It's about destroying the economy of the United States, sending our jobs overseas, certainly sending our manufacturing overseas, and building up the economy of nations throughout the world at the expense of the United States. The equitable distribution of wealth, not only within nations, but between nations, which means America's wealth will soon be gone like yesterday's sunset, only a remembrance of things past.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit readiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Carsey is simply talking about how these foreign corporations are going to have the lease on these of major arterials, these major highways that are being built all across America. And what people don't understand is we're already selling the infrastructure of this country. And soon, as Warren Buffett suggested, we will soon be serfs in our own nation. And so it is that the New Jersey freeway has been sold, and the Ohio freeways are being sold, and the Chicago skyways and the Indiana tollways. These are all being sold because, of course, states are desperate for money. And so this is one way to raise money temporarily, is simply to sell off the infrastructure that the American people have bought and paid for with their tax money. And now, of course, it's being sold to foreigners, and they've not only had to pay for them once, they will continue paying and paying with 99-year leases on many of these things. And, of course, now with these major highways being built by foreign corporations with foreign ownership in America, people don't understand that we're allowing China to come in and Japan to come in and other countries throughout the world, Germany, come in here and buy up the infrastructure, our corporations. Cindy, what's more American than Westinghouse? Only Westinghouse is no longer an American corporation. What's more American than Whirlpool? Except it's no longer an American corporation. It was bought up by Westinghouse, which is a Japanese corporation, and it's all moving down to Mexico, where they can get cheaper labor, and the American jobs are going. And our leaders know that, Sir Theum, Dr. Alan Binder, who's an economist at Princeton, has said we could lose 40 million American jobs. We don't have 40 million manufacturing jobs any longer. We used to, but we don't any longer. In fact, his initial estimate was 55 to 60 jobs. He actually cut that figure back, but originally he had estimated far more jobs than that. People don't understand. There are not going to be any jobs other than working for the government. And then where is the government going to get the money to pay all the high wages? Go right ahead, Dr. Corsi.
Well, you're exactly right, Dr. Stanton. This is a plan that's unfolding daily before our eyes. You got to ask yourself, why now are the Mexican trucks going to come across the border? This has been blocked for 10 years or longer, almost 12 years. And George Bush is determined to jam the Mexican trucks across the border while he's still president. It's disgraceful how these trucks were announced. I've been calling, and I've been writing in WorldNet Daily, calling up the Department of Transportation for weeks. Their spokesmen don't even return the calls of the press.
Didn't they start in the last day or so actually bringing those Mexican trucks in large numbers?
Yes. It was, in fact, last night at 9 p.m., the administrator for the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration held a news conference by telephone. They only sent out the notice of it at 8 p.m., which they know is after all the journalists have filed their stories for the next day. They're managing the news cycle. It's like the Teamsters say, they're creeping through the night because they're like thieves. And so the Bush administration must be ashamed of this program to announce it this way. They announced that the name of the Mexican trucking company that's going to be the first to be allowed across the border, and they said that was effective today. That trucking company can start running their rigs anytime they want across the border. And there was no... The final reports the Congress mandated from the Inspector General of the Department of Transportation, they were delivered only yesterday to Congress. Yes. Congress hasn't even had a chance to read the report.
But, of course, they don't really care what Congress says. They don't care what the American people think. We send our boys over to seas for fight for freedom. It's a great diversion, and our attention is focused on the tragic stories of 5 American soldiers killed today and 4 American soldiers killed yesterday. But the real battle is in America. What's going on in the Middle East is simply a great diversion to keep us from seeing that we are losing our freedom here at home. We are losing the sovereignty of our nation. And as we send our boys overseas to fight for freedom, and we know we're fighting for freedom because we've seen those pictures of the woman with the black shawl and, of course, ink on her finger. And we're fighting for democracy, but we're losing our freedom here. But Where is the outcry from the American people? Why is it only Canadian demonstrators up there in Canada when, of course, this whole thing primarily involves the United States? And, of course, the Americans, well, we're having such a good time, we can't be concerned. Nothing bad will ever happen to America. And I would like to ask why. If God is just, he's going to bring his judgment on this country. We're going to be back in just a moment with Dr. Jerome Corsi, talking about the Security and Prosperity Partnership. You can look it up on the Internet. The NASCOM of Trans-Texas Highway. Look it up. Find out. Is it really true?
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Musicians are writing songs in his honor.
A nation really needs Ron Paul.
Citizens create their own videos about him.
Hi, Internet. My name is Rachel, and I'm a Ron Paul junkie.
They chant his name in the streets.
Ron Paul for president!
The man so loved by the people that he has sparked an electoral American revolution has now inspired a radio program dedicated to his campaign for the presidency of the United States. I'm Stephen Vincent, and I host Ron Paul Radio on GCN, Mondays through Fridays, from 3 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 6 Central, and 6 to 7 Eastern. Ron Paul Radio is the live voice of the freedom message. If you want to learn more about Ron Paul, and if you want to support his bid for the White House, tune in and call in to Ron Paul Radio.
Let that one go right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course our guest is Dr. Jerome Corsi. He's pointing out, of course, there'll be no checks, no effective checks on these, drivers of the trucks that are coming across the border. Certainly, there's not going to be any way to know how many, in the way of drugs they're carrying. Certainly, there'll be no way of knowing, you know, how many of these people are part of the gangs, how many of them have a criminal background. But of course, because Mexico today is basically a country that's largely run by drug lords and by corrupt politicians and by corrupt people involved in the drug trade. And now we're simply opening our border to that. And the whole purpose eventually is to merge our government, with the Mexican government and the Canadian government, and of course raise our living standards to that of the Mexican peasant, and we'll have the same sort of law enforcement in America as well. And they're already talking about beginning to coordinate our police and beginning to coordinate our prisons and beginning to coordinate our military. And doesn't that make you feel a lot safer, knowing that we're fighting over in Iraq and Afghanistan for democracy? Well, before we go on, Dr. Corsi, I want you to get your website out. I want to get information out to our listeners on how they can get your material.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. The book is The Late Great USA, The Coming Merger with Mexico and Canada. It's all fully documented, 30 pages of footnotes giving you the primary references on the Internet where you can go see the original documents. It's how we're following the European model to create here a North American Union, complete with a new currency, the Amero, the A-M-E-R-O. Late Great USA is on Amazon.com. If you just search my name, Jerome Corsi, that's Jerome with the J, J-E-R-O-M-E. Corsi, C-O-R-S-I, it's on Amazon.com. I'm writing regularly, almost every day, on WorldNet Daily, and the book is a WorldNet Daily book. And copies are also available. I have signed copies available through WorldNetDaily.com.
All right, thank you. And of course, we will carry the book as well. We think it's a very important book. We think that you need to understand what's really going on. So you go ahead and pick up this story, this incredible story that the average American doesn't want to believe, because he believes we're safe here. After all, we've got the mightiest military in the world, and we do. But it's not fighting the right enemy, because the enemy is not over in Iraq. If they were, if we were really, of course, facing a danger of terrorism, if the administration really believed that, they would have sealed our southern border immediately after 9/11 to keep terrorists from getting in. Or is it possible that everything is illusion and delusion to deceive the American people, to create a fraudulent enemy, so that our focus will be centered in the Middle East, whereas the real enemy, of course, is in New York City and Washington, D.C., an enemy that's intent upon destroying the very foundation of our nation and merging us with Mexico and Canada? So please go ahead, Dr. Corsi.
Well, Dr. Stan, and, you know, as you follow this whole idea of the Mexican trucks coming across the border, and Mexico being a drug cartel-controlled country, we're not going to open these trucks. We're not going to inspect them. Drivers are not going to meet the same standards as U.S. drivers. There's definitely going to be accidents on the road, and Americans killed. And I'm up at Montebello, Quebec, at this SPT summit meeting with my credentials. I get WorldNet Daily. I'm inside the meeting at the press conference. And President Bush, of course, has ridiculed anybody who thought that a North American Union is going to be created, not answering the question. And they end up the press conference. President Bush gets asked a question from one of the Spanish reporters, and he admits that we're considering sending the U.S. military to help the Mexican military fight their losing drug war. And I about fell off my chair. I mean, I've been reporting that that was going to be the case, that we were going to do that. I'd gotten good information from Congressman Queller, C-U-E-L-L-A-R, who's a Democratic congressman down there in Laredo. I published it in WorldNet Daily. But this is remarkable. I mean, first of all, how can President Bush say we're not having a North American Union created when we're sending our military to Mexico to work in a continental law enforcement problem? And why aren't we sending the Drug Enforcement Administration? Besides, we'll lose. I mean, Mexico's military is losing the drug war because Mexico's military works hand in hand with the drug cartels. They're just as corrupt.
And I think it's really so interesting. You know, we have a war on drugs, and we've got more drugs than ever before. We have a war on poverty. We have more poverty. We have a war on terrorism. We're having more terrorism. We have a war on cancer. Of course, we have more cancer than we ever had before. Maybe the American people ought to stop and look and see what's happening and ask, do you really think the government can solve our problems, or are they perhaps fostering the problem?
Well, and here, the idea that President Bush has to admit we've got to send the U.S. military for this raging drug war in Mexico, And then less than a, you know, just 2 weeks later, his Department of Transportation is trying to convince us we ought to let the Mexican trucks across the border because it's good for free trade. I mean, I'm saying, give me a break. I mean, if the Mexico's got a drug war, the drugs are getting into the United States in trucks, the drug cartels control the trucking companies, what are we doing? You know, we're not going to open these trucks. We're not going to inspect them. We're just allowing, giving a green light to the Mexican drug cartels to have an easier route to bring their drugs into the United States. And this isn't free trade. This isn't what we're supposed to be doing under free trade. Besides, the Mexican trucks are going to connect down to these Mexican ports, Lazaro Cardenas and Manzanilla, so that, you know, the multinational corporations can unload their millions of containers from China with Mexican dock workers, Mexican trucks, Mexican trains, all cheap, bring them up across into the United States through I-35, and then when it's created, this new NAFTA superhighway, the new one on the Trans-Texas Corridor. And the whole plan here is just to get the cheap cost of transporting these containers. You've got cities going insane. You've got Kansas City, Denver, and San Antonio all declaring themselves to be inland ports. San Antonio's got, you know, the Union Pacific building a $90 million warehouse facility near I-35. What kind of inland port is San Antonio? Where's the water? The Riverwalk isn't the water. The water is the Lazaro Cardenas and Manzanilla ports. Because what the idea is these containers are all intermodal. What that means is you don't have to unload the container. You put it on a ship and you sail it across the Pacific. You grab it with a crane and you put it on a truck and train. Now you've got a different mode of transportation. You get Mexican cheap labor to drive it up across the border into San Antonio, where you park the container in a warehouse, pick it up with another crane, put it on another truck or train, and take it to the Walmarts or the Kmarts or the whatever marts where it's going to be retailed. And in the process, not a single American makes a penny manufacturing anything.
But, of course, this is not to help the American people. It's to help the Chinese. It's to build up the economy of Mexico. And that is what's so difficult, I think, for the average American to realize or to accept, Dr. Corsi, is that we have leaders who have no interest at all in the American people or the American standard of living, but really want the equitable distribution of wealth between nations. And that's why we're building up the economy of Mexico and building up the economy of countries in Asia and building up the economy, certainly in Africa and in India. It's all part of a master plan, but they can't tell the American people why the American people wouldn't go along with it.
Well, and Dr. Stan, I wrote this story this week about the new driver's license that's being issued in North Carolina. I wrote this on World Net Daily because I was getting I got the story from William Gein, who is the head of ALIPAC, the, you know, ALIPAC, the Americans for Legal Immigration. And Gein lives in North Carolina, and he said, did I know it was a hologram of the continent of North America on the back of the new North Carolina license plates? I said, what do you mean? Sent me a picture of it. I've got it now on World Net Daily. And sure enough, it's a hologram, North American continent, latitude lines, just like the Security and Prosperity Partnership logo. The resemblance is remarkable. So I said, okay, now that I've got that picture, I called up the Division of Motor Vehicles in North Carolina. It took me almost 10 days to get a spokesperson who would talk to me. So this Marge Howell talked to me. And she said, oh, yes, we are putting a hologram of the continent of North America on the back of our driver's license. She said, it's a security element that will eventually be on the back of every driver's license in North America. So, Ms. Howell, I mean, you just said North America. Don't you mean North Carolina? And she said, oh, no, no. We're the first state. But this hologram of the continent of North America is going to be on every driver's license in North America.
And of course, what they're doing is uniting the northern hemisphere, just like they've united Europe.
And Dr. Stan, this comes from a group called the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators, which is motor vehicle administrators. It combines the states in Canada and in the United States. And they told me that Mexico's joined, but the individual states have not yet joined. And they created this hologram in order to identify license plates that are North American. And it's the first step towards the North American license, North American Union license plate. It's an optical variable device, and then when it's read by a scanner, it not only tells what state that license plate came from, but it tells who you are. That individual number in there to identify you. And it's a North American... I was on a radio show today in North Carolina, and we're telling everybody driving in their cars to take their North Carolina license plate, looking out at the back of it, and find this hologram of the continent of North America. And everybody was shocked.
Now, this is the license plate. This is not the driver's license.
The driver's license. Only the driver's license, not the license plate.
All right. Driver's...
Don't take the driver's license out of their wallet and look at it. And when you see this logo, it's in the current, just go on WorldNet Daily's homepage, and the article is entitled, it's up the homepage right now, it says, "The First North American Union Driver's License Created. Logo intended to standardize documentation across the continent." And, of course, North Carolina is the state which gives out more driver's licenses to illegal aliens than any other one. And they also put this in the IDs that the Motor Vehicle Division of Motor Vehicle issues in North Carolina, which, of course, can be applied for by illegal aliens. But it doesn't seem to matter. I guess they're just creating the driver's license base for North America. That seems to be the plan.
Well, of course, what the average American finds so difficult to understand is the fact that there is a master plan. It's been carried out in Europe today, and you talk to the Europeans, as certainly it is, people are reserving their pensions in places like Germany, have lost half the value of their pensions because now they don't get it, their pension in marks, they get it in euros. And, of course, these people who had up until now, in the last year or so, a fairly comfortable living, now are living in total poverty. But you're not allowed to hear about that in America. They don't want you to understand that the individual countries over there certainly have no power at all. It's all controlled by a central Soviet organization, the massive bureaucracy that controls the European common market. And I've talked to people who are part of the European Parliament. They're given 1 minute to speak. Ashley Moat, we've talked to a number of times. He says the members of the European Parliament, elected by the people, have absolutely no power. Everything's controlled by a faceless bureaucracy, and that's really what they want here. But they cannot tell the American people any more than, of course, in Europe, the Europeans can do anything. They don't want this. They voted against it. But the elite doesn't care what the people want. There's an elite who know what they're going to do in Europe. There's an elite who know what they're going to do here. And, of course, when are the American people going to stand up? There's a meeting 2 weeks ago. There weren't even hardly any Americans there at all. It's all, you know, all being managed, and the American people blithely go on wondering who's going to win the Super Bowl. Go ahead.
Well, next, Dan, I read a whole chapter in the late, great USA saying the Amero was going to come through a dollar crisis. Today, the stock market lost 250 points. And this is, again, almost 1,000 points lost since the height, because this bubble of the housing bubble has burst. This international credit bubble has burst. The globalists have, since 9/11, been having a free credit, you know, drunken party to boost artificially the economy of the United States and Europe. And now this party's coming to an end. The dollar today, which is under stress, China has $1.3 trillion in foreign exchange reserves, the most of any country in the history of the world, 80% of it in dollars. Chinese are threatening not to hold as many dollars. They could destroy the United States just by selling dollars. They wouldn't have to fire a shot. And today the dollar closed below 80 on the U.S. dollar index.
First time it's done that ever, isn't it?
No, it did. It did once before, just a few weeks ago, and it bounced back up.
But bounced back during the day, if it actually closed down.
It closed down today at under 80, at 79. First time it closed under that technical support level. I believe it did one other day in August, closed down there. But Senate, I don't think this is going to go up. I think right now, and I would expect on Monday, the dollar is going to weaken further.
And, of course, we saw what happened to gold today as it went up to 370, and, of course, the silver is just skyrocketing.
And it will continue to.
Now, let me just ask, who is going to be in charge of this North American Union? Who is going to be in charge when, of course, we no longer have a sovereign nation?
Well, it's going to be the multinational corporations. It's the ones who are, you know, this is the David Rockefellers of the world. It's the, you know, it's finally the triumph in the Republican Party of the Rockefeller wing.
Yeah, and
the millionaires and billionaire business people who never cared about the United States of America.
Yeah, and they have an intense hatred of General Motors, the General Electrics. In fact, there were 30 of them up there in Canada, weren't they, that were holding
those right.
private secret meetings?
On this North American Competitiveness Council, and the companies who were on that Competitiveness Council were all the companies that either have a tight, close tie to the Bush family, the Republican Party, or intending to benefit from the North American Union. So included among them are Lockheed Martin. Well, Lockheed Martin is putting up, has a joint venture with the communist Chinese, the Hutchison Whampoa Company, Hutchison Ports Holding, that is managing these ports down in Lazaro Cardenas. They're putting RFID chips all up and down Interstate 35 to measure the Chinese containers going up and down the highway.
Well, I think, I hope you'll, if you're a listener, you go to World Net Daily and pull down the articles. Certainly, are those 30 corporations listed up there, Jerome?
Yes, I have listed them. They're also listed in the book. I give you a whole list of them, Dr. Stan. If we had time here, I'd read them to you. But they're in the late, great USA. And if you search my articles on World Net Daily, you'll find them listed. Our page 64 to 67 on the late, great USA.
And, of course, we carry that book, The Late, Great USA. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get a copy. You need to find what's going on, and you need to help us get the truth out while there's still time.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
And thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and quickly I want to go to Mike, who's calling from Santa Cruz. He had an announcement about a program that's going to be put on at the Rio Theater on the 11th of September. That's just next Tuesday. Mike, go ahead and make your announcement.
Yes, sir. At 7 p.m., sponsored by Santa Cruz 911 Truth. One song only in commemoration of the tragic events of September 11th, 2001. This is Alex Jones's updated version of the movie Terror Storm, revealing a history of government-sponsored terrorism. So please join us for an educational evening and gain an understanding of the way our government uses war and terror to implement foreign and domestic policy.
And,
tickets are available at Streetlight Records. Or, for more information, you can call 477-4556 or email santacruz911truth@yahoo.com.
And one more time, the telephone number?
477-4556.
And, of course, the doors will open to the Rio Theater. That's on Soquel Avenue, where Seabright comes into Soquel. And they're just beyond Morrissey. God bless.
1205 Soquel Avenue. The doors open at 6:30.
Thanks very much.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Of course, this is the time when I really first want to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and help us, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Certainly, we have some 4-tape sets on this very subject. One is called Globalism, the Secret Threat. That's Globalism, and of course these are either 4 CDs or 4 tapes. Globalism, the Secret Threat, the North American Community, and then the impending police state. Those would be the 3 4-tape sets I would recommend, or 4 CD sets. The book, The Late Great USA, by Dr. Corsi. You need to understand these great corporations have no loyalty to America, and really what they want is a fascist society. But of course, what nobody wants to talk about is they all tie into the Brotherhood of Darkness, because there are powerful spiritual forces at work behind everything that's going on. And these people of great wealth, many of them have their wealth because they've tapped into the other dimension. If you haven't, of course, heard my talk on The Forbidden Secret, you need to get it. And it comes with a syllabus. You need to get the 4-tape or 4-CD set called The Secret Behind the Secret, which is the story of Rhonda Burns. And, of course, how people have been able to amass great fortunes and great power down through the ages. And that is because they've tapped into the other dimension, and Rhonda Burns will teach you how to do that. But let me warn you, you do not want to do that. And many of the people of great wealth and power today have done it. But you do it at the risk of your eternal soul. For we truly are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have a 4-tape or 4-CD set on the supernatural. Another one on satanic crimes. And we have another one on Satanism and deliverance. We carry the 4-tape or 4-CD set of interviews with Malachi Martin, a Jesuit priest, entitled The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. If you get that along with the book Hostages of the Devil, you'll get a reduced price. And understand there really is another dimension. If you haven't got our pamphlet on the occult hierarchy, you can get it by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. It's basically 3 pamphlets, part 1, part 2, part 3. but you have to understand how this fits together. Again, the book, The Late Great USA by Dr. Jerome Corsi, who is our guest today.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run, yet they don't.